Hello, friends, and welcome to The Daily Good, a podcast filled with upbeat news, thoughts, music, and inspiration from all around the world. Good things are happening every day, but sometimes they're hard to find, so this podcast is a daily collection of the good stuff. It's important for us to stay active and aware of the concerns in the world around us, but it's also vital to give yourself time to reframe and refocus in your daily routine. And we could all use reminders of the good in the world and the great things that are happening everywhere, every day. So with that said, here's today's Daily Good. Hello, everyone, and welcome to this episode of the Daily Good podcast. My name is Peter. Happy Monday. Happy April 1st. It is the first day of the fourth month of the year. And, happy April Fool's Day for those of you who like to pull pranks on your friends. This is the day that was made for you. Congratulations. I was never a huge April Fool's Day fan. I always kind of felt like a lot of the pranks were a little bit, mean-spirited. My mom was good at April Fool's jokes. She would pack my lunch for me when I was a kid in elementary school, and she would make a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, but she would slip a piece of wax paper in between the peanut butter and the jelly. So if you bit down and you pulled, you'd get this long, flap of kind of goopy wax paper, which is hilarious and hurts no one except for when it doesn't happen until the second bite. And then you laugh and then you realize, oh, I just took a bite of wax paper on the last bite. Oh, boy. Anyway, harmless. It's wax paper. And it was hilarious. So it's April 1st. Yesterday was Easter Sunday and I got to spend that with my whole extended family up here in the beautiful Pacific Northwest. Got together for brunch and had a whole lot of really, really lovely food and got to just hang out and spend some time together. And let me tell you, that was much needed for me. If you've been listening to the podcast recently, you'll know that I've missed out on quite a few episodes lately. I've been going through some struggly things in my life and it's been a little overwhelming. So I have needed to take a step back from a few things, for self-care, as they say, for mental health reasons. And I am a strong advocate for this for all of you. If you need time for yourself, take it, make it happen if there's any way that you can. And be greedy about it, because all you've got is your health, physical and mental. And if either of those two things goes down, it's kind of hard to do anything else. And so that's where I've literally been for the last couple of weeks. So recovering, it's a slow process. It's an ongoing process. I expect it's probably a never-ending process, and that's fine. What matters is trying to do our best. And so that's what I'm up to. So now you know a little bit about me and what's been going on for the last, couple of weeks. How are you doing? I know that for some of you, you take that question in the podcast every day very seriously, and I appreciate that. I've gotten to talk to some of you listeners, and you've mentioned that you really appreciate having that moment right at the beginning to have the question asked of you from someone else, and it gives you permission, sort of, to stop and think about how you're feeling and what you want to do with your day and with your emotions, and that's hopefully as helpful for you as it is for me. I'm also going to do the thing that I love so much as a part of this podcast. We're all just going to stop for a moment, wherever you are and whatever you're doing, and take a slow, deep breath in together. And then let it out again, really slowly. And now that we're all a little bit more unwound, hopefully, let's get into today's podcast, our April 1st podcast. with our first good news story for today, which is about what is being called the, quote, single most successful economic policy in a generation in the UK, which is the raising of the minimum wage. So according to a recent report, it had raised wages for the lowest paid people by £6,000 a year. Now, this report comes from a think tank called the Resolution Foundation, and they released the report on the 25th anniversary of minimum wage. And it showed that between 1980 and 1998, so an 18-year span, hourly pay growth in the UK was twice as fast for the highest earners as it was for the lowest earners. So it was 3.1% versus 1.4% per year. Not a great trend. But since 1999, this trend has reversed. According to the principal economist at the Resolution Foundation, quote, "The policy was introduced in the face of fierce opposition, but now experiences strong cross-party support." We come then to the good word, the segment of the podcast where we turn to the power of great language to improve our lives every single day. Sometimes that's through hearing beautiful poetry, and other times by sharing powerful passages from great world literature, and still other times just by hearing uplifting or inspiring quotes from remarkable people. Well, all this week we are going to be celebrating the work of one of the great poets of the English language and one of my favorite poets of all time, George Herbert, who was not just an English religious poet and a metaphysical poet, but he was also a priest in the Church of England. So his birthday is actually on April 3rd, so a couple of days from now, but we're using that as an excuse to hear some great quotes from his poetry and just from the man himself, because he had a lot of great things to share with us. So we start off with this. "He who cannot forgive breaks the bridge over which he himself must pass." Boy, that's not an easy thing to hear, is it? We've all had people that have wronged us, and there's a sense of righteous indignation that we were in the right and they were in the wrong, and sometimes these can be some genuinely deep, hurtful, traumatic things. And so I'm certainly not saying that we should dismiss those things, but I would point out that that's not what George Herbert is saying here, because he starts off the quote saying, "He who cannot forgive," which means it's not just that there are a handful of things that have happened in a person's life that makes things difficult to forgive. He's saying this is a person who is incapable of forgiving other people when they're wronged, a person who just carries endless grudges. That's unhealthy, speaking of mental health, right? So it's a good quote to remember so that none of us sort of crystallize into that sort of person. Let's hear it one more time. "He who cannot forgive breaks the bridge over which he himself must pass." George Herbert. Next up is Good to Know, the segment of the podcast where I try to dazzle you with fascinating facts and trivia on any subject that I choose. Well, I don't want there to be a theme this week. I want this to be themeless in this segment so that I can just share with you another collection of random fun facts that I happen to have lying around, including this one. I will mention that it is very much cherry blossom season here in the greater Puget Sound area. Loads of cherry trees, and they're all in bloom right now. So there's loads of pink and white blossoms on trees, like clouds everywhere, and dropping their petals. And of course, those come from Japan. Well, there are also incredibly beautiful wisteria trees in Japan. And there is a 150-year-old tree at the Ashikaga Flower Park, which is believed to be the oldest living wisteria in Japan. Good to know. That takes us to our second good news story for today's podcast. And this good news story takes us to my beloved Scotland. A country that I love so much, although I was thinking specifically in that moment of Edinburgh. I love that city. I hope to go back soon. But that's not the point. The point is that conservationists are celebrating that the Scottish government has passed a bill to beef up their animal welfare laws. That's an interesting turn of phrase, isn't it? About animal welfare, to beef up the laws. Anyway, the Wildlife Management and Muirburn Act is placing strict control on the country's grouse shooting industry, which is a very controversial industry, and it includes a ban on snares and glue traps. Now, grouse moors are managed to improve conditions for red grouse, which hunters pay to shoot, often at the expense of other wildlife. And it also includes burning swaths of heather, which is a practice known as muirburn. So under the new rules, shooting estates must apply for licenses to burn their moors. The bill also gives police more power to investigate wildlife crime amid evidence that has been linking grouse moors with the illegal killing of raptors. The Scottish Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals said that this bill would, quote, bring us another step closer to making Scotland the best place in the world for an animal to call home. Next, we come to Wonderful World, the segment of the podcast where we get to travel all over this big, beautiful planet of ours together, thanks to the marvels of modern technology. Well, this week I wanted to put the spotlight on one of the patron saints of this podcast, one of the unwitting patron saints of the podcast, I should say, the brilliant Phil Rosenthal. Phil Rosenthal, if you are not familiar with the name or if you've never listened to my podcast before, is the host of the hit Netflix TV series Somebody Feed Phil, where he essentially travels around the world to some of the most amazing places to engage with their culture through eating their foods and meeting the people who create it and care about it and getting a better understanding of their culture and their history. And it's just one of the most delightful, uplifting, soul-warming shows you'll ever, ever see. And he really goes all over the place, and he brings his irresistible, highly infectious joie de vivre with him wherever he goes. It is very hard to watch his show and not find yourself smiling whenever he eats something great, and not feeling just generally better about the world at the end of every single episode. Well, Somebody Feed Phil had a previous incarnation on PBS. They made 6 episodes of a series called I'll Have What Phil's Having, and it's exactly the same format. Everything is the same. The only thing that they changed when they ported it over to Netflix, essentially, was the theme song and the title. So it's fun to know that you can actually watch all 6 episodes of the original I'll Have What Phil's Having, and it's on YouTube. Thankfully, PBS has just put all the episodes up, and so they are ours to enjoy at our leisure. So all week long, we are going to be exploring the world through its food alongside Phil. So we start off with one of the most delightful episodes you'll ever see. It's his Paris episode, and I'm not even going to talk about it. I really just want you to set aside an hour today. Maybe this is what you watch after dinner or at some point in the day when you need a little pick-me-up, but it is an hour of pure joy from start to finish. So click on the link in the show notes for this segment of today's episode, head on over to YouTube, and spend about an hour learning about Paris and Parisian food alongside Phil Rosenthal. Next, we come to the rotating segment of the podcast. Every day of the week, this segment has a different theme. And on Mondays, we start your week off with a good one, where I get to share with you a joke of questionable humorous value. And it's up to you to decide whether you think it's funny enough to share with your friends or terrible enough to inflict on your enemies. So here is your joke for today. Of all the inventions of the last 100 years, the dry erase board has to be the most remarkable. 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 Good one. So we wrap up the podcast today with Sounds Good, the segment where I get to share with you music and musicians that I love. Well, strap in, everybody, because we get to spend all week reveling in the music of one of the most prolific and important composers in the entire history of music, and I mean all music, Johann Sebastian Bach, who was born on March 31st, back in 1685. It is hard to overstate how large Bach's impact has been on classical music and music in general over the centuries since his work. But we're going to really dig into some of his great pieces of music all week long. We'll hear a couple of pieces that you're probably familiar with, and maybe a couple of pieces that you're not as familiar with, or possibly will be brand spanking new to you. But in each case, we are going to be hearing renditions of his music as performed by one of my favorite organizations on earth, the Netherlands Bach Society. The Netherlands Bach Society has a project that they've been working on for several years, and it's called All of Bach. And it is exactly that. Their goal is to play and record, both audio record and video record, the performances of every single piece of music that Bach ever wrote. And that is a lot. If you go by the numerical catalog that was created back in 1950, which is called the Bach Werke Verzeichnis, which means Bach Works Catalog, that catalog has 1,080 works in it. And that is the goal of all of Bach, and that is the project of the Netherlands Bach Society. So that's what we get to do all week long. This is, to me, one of the marvels of the modern age, and one of the true kind of great benefits of the internet and YouTube in particular, that you can just click on a link and be transported to your own personal concert of some of the greatest musicians in the world performing on period accurate instruments, some of the most perfect renditions of the music of Bach. And they're all beautifully filmed and phenomenally recorded. So, we are starting off with one of Bach's most well-known pieces, especially in the last couple of decades, his prelude to the cello suites. This is the unaccompanied cello suite number 1 in G major. And in this case, it is being performed by a cellist named Lucia Swartz. And man, does she know how to play this piece. It is thoughtful. It is slow, but not draggy. It really carries you along, and it is beautifully meditative. So, as we kick off our week-long celebration of the life and work of Johann Sebastian Bach, click on the link in the show notes for this segment of today's episode, and it'll take you over to YouTube, where you can see Bach's Cello Suite No. 1 in G major, performed by Lucia Swartz of the Netherlands Bach Society. And that's it for today's Daily Good. There are links to many of today's segments on the website at the-daily-good.com. Make sure to check out our Instagram account and Twitter feed to get more of the Daily Good every day. Our theme music, On the Sunny Side of the Street, was recorded by the brilliantly talented Jonathan Stout. Thank you again so much for joining me, and come back anytime you need a boost.